abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at Restored Ministries.
Good morning. Come on in. Come on. He's worthy of your praise. Come on. He's worthy of your praise. Yes, he is. He's worthy of your praise. Yes, he is. Come on. He's worthy. Come on. He's worthy. Come on. He's worthy. Hallelujah. We bless you. Come on now. We bless you. Come on now. We bless you. He's worthy. Come on, he's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on out. Hey, glory. Come on out. Just jump on in. Just begin to give him praise. David said, the blessing of the Lord. Come on out. I will bless the Lord. See, he talked about the blessing. Come on. I will bless the Lord. Come on. See, I need you to get this. I will bless the Lord. Oh my God, I pray you're getting this right now. He says, my will, I will. That's what he meant. My will is to bless the Lord. Come on, my God. Listen, high glory, in case shot. You are in your season of 57-85. And what you got to do, you got to understand that in this season, there's going to be four key areas in your life that are going to be activated. It's going to be a season of divine grace and completion. It's going to be a season of renewal and new beginnings. Come on now. It's going to be a season. That's the power of your mouth. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So what you prophetically decree, what you speak out of your mouth, your prophetic decrees, your prophetic prayers, your time in prophetic worship during this season will carry extra weight, power, and authority. Come on now. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me today. Listen, and there's going to be a time of divine rest and preparation for greater work. Divine rest doesn't mean that you're not doing anything, but it means that you're preparing for the next season. Oh, my God. The Bible says that and that God rested on the seventh day. Oh, come on. Oh, my God. I wish I had somebody. Is anybody here with me today? Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. I want you to get this. You got to get this morning. If you'll receive this morning, God can do signs, wonders, and miracles in your life. Oh, come on now. Woo, come on now. Hey, glory, his shot. Glory. Come on. Woo. He says, I've never. This is David. I've never seen the righteous. And this word righteous just means that you have a relationship. You have created, you have received and created your relationship with the Father. Come on now. You better get this morning. Where are my people at? Hallelujah. We bless your name. Bless your name. Oh, we bless you. Come on. We bless you. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Father, we bless you. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International. where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word. Why? Because the Bible says man doesn't live by bread alone. And we learned this yesterday, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, does he live, okay? Man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Life begins with the word and understanding. Oh, come on now. Woo! Yeah, glory. Hey, Keisha. Oh, my God. I'm trying to get this to somebody today. Come on now. Your life begins when you get the word with understanding. Come on now. I'm going to say it again. Getting the word with understanding. I'm going to say it one more time. Getting the word with understanding. Come on, come on, come on. Woo! Oh, my God, my God, my God. Bless your name, bless your name. Father, we just thank you. I am so, listen, when we started this week and we started to access the power, the dunamis, listen, of you have been predestined. I'm going to say it again. Predestined. Woo, I'm trying to get this in your spirit. Predestined. Your life, woo, has been predestined. I'm going to keep on saying it because there's something that God wants to break up in your life. Our glory, that you've been before destined. Ooh, come on. Oh, my God. We got to go here. Come on. Let's go. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me. All of you think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Isaiah 26 and John chapter 10, okay? I was just typing that into Instagram. So Deuteronomy chapter 8, Isaiah 26 and John chapter 10. There we go. Now listen, I want you to type this and say it prophetically. I receive it. It is so. Okay. Now listen, all season long, we've been teaching about the power of all out of Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, okay. Okay. The power of all. When you understand, power is released. Power can only be accessed and activated through the word and understanding. Okay. And this is how it happened during the Feast of Pentecost. After Jesus rose from the grave, hung out with the disciples for 40 days, and he says, go and wait in Jerusalem until you be endued with power. Oh, come on now. Okay. See? Oh, my God. See, the Feast of Pentecost kicked off this power of us walking as sons of God. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, to as many as received him, the word, he gave to them the power to become sons of God. Why? Because up until that time, they had a slave mentality. We were created in God's image and after his likeness as sons of God. But because Adam disobeyed, God had to activate his plan that would take 42 generations for us to receive our seat and place of authority back, for us to receive our sonship back. This is why Paul said, I no longer call you servants, but sons. Why? because Jesus came down to pay the price as the Son of God, and he created, he accessed, activated sons of God after him. Oh, come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. So now we've been teaching all week about how this season, first of all, this is going to be the season. 5785 is the season that you will always have. Why? Because this season is the season of multiplied and abundant grace. Okay? This is the season that you will always have. Okay? This is the season having, okay, that, why? Because grace will much more abound in this season. Why? Oh, my God. Okay. Romans chapter 5, which is our one of our main scriptures, says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. Okay? That sin might abound. That's what Adam did. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And this word grace is God's spiritual empowerment, his spiritual power, ability on your life to do what he called you to do. That's the easiest and best definition of the grace of the Lord, okay? It's his power on your life, his spiritual empowerment on your life, so you can do what he called you to do. Now, we read Deuteronomy chapter 8 yesterday first, okay? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1, 2, and 3. Come on now, someone type, I receive, but it is so. Come on now. Give me about 8 minutes and I'm out of here. Here we go. Now, remember, I said you need the word and understanding to activate this power in your life, this power of 5785, the power of all. You need the word of God, and you need the understanding of the word, as so God can fuel you to get your purpose done, okay? All the commandments, the instructions, I command you this day, you shall observe to do that you may live, okay? And yesterday, we said that this word live yesterday is a Hebrew word, and I thought I'm going to type it in, and I'm going to make sure I make a banner of it, okay? Okay? Let me see here. So once again, all the words that I speak to you this day, you shall observe, you shall pay attention. Why? Because you are the divinely, you are the called. You are the called according to his purpose. You are the divinely selected and appointed, okay? And so now, this word, live, okay? This is the word live, okay? And I'm just typing this in, the word live in the Hebrew. It's the word kaya, okay? Hopefully I'm not messing up but the kaya, okay? It is, here we go. Which is pronounced kaya of God, which means I'm just gonna copy and paste here, right here. Amen. Stay live. There was another good one down here. Yes, here it is. All right, here it is. So, this is the kaya of God. So, when you get the word and you observe, you pay attention to do, to execute, not to only hear it, but to do it. When you do the word, okay, that, our glory, that you shall observe to do, that you may kaya, live and multiply and go in and possess what? The land, your territory, your place and seat of authority that was promised to your fathers. So life activates increase and possession. Increase and possession. And he's not done. You shall remember the way that the Lord thy God led you these 40 years. 40 in the Bible represents probation. Jesus fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights. Moses went up to the top of the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. I led you these 40 days in the wilderness to humble you, to prove you, that you would know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep the word, keep my commandments or not. Verse 3, and he humbled you to suffer thee to hunger and fed you with manna that you didn't know where it came from, that he might make you know, because he already knows, that man does not live by bread only. Man does not kaya by bread only, but by every what? Word that proceedeth. So when God created the heaven and the earth, when he said, let there be, the word proceeded out of the mouth of God. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit hovered over the waters. So the Holy Spirit was the target that the word was shot out like an arrow, and God created seed time and harvest by creation, okay? That man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man kaya, okay? So when you get the word, when you get the understanding of the word, you restore it to life. You will live. You will remain alive. You will sustain life. You will live prosperously. You will live forever. You will be restored to life or health. Oh, come on. Woo, come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. I want you to get this. This is going to be key, okay? Now, Isaiah 26. Verse 3, you will keep him in perfect shalom, peace, who's what? Mind. Here's the key. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me today. Are you getting this? Ha, glory. Oh, my God. You will keep him in perfect shalom, whose mind is stayed on me, the word, because he trusteth in the word. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. One of the key definitions of this word strength means stone, means rock, okay? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength, as it says in Nehemiah. Then he says in John chapter 10, come on now. Woo, my God, this is so powerful. Because listen, the devil is called the prince of darkness. He wants to keep you ignorant. If you don't have any understanding, you can't activate the power. John 10:10, he says, the thief cometh, well, verse 9 and 10, I am the door. The word is the door. He says, I am. I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, if any Adam enters in, he shall be what? Saved, and shall go in and out and find what? Pasture. See this word pasture right here. We learned this yesterday. The nome of God means food, okay? It means he shall not want the needful supplies for the true life. It means growth and increase. Come on now. Woo. Now, verse 10. The thief only comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am, the I am, Jesus. He's the word. He's the I am. What Moses was talking was, he said, tell them that I am, that I am sent them. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it how? More abundantly. Now, this Greek word of life is zoe, which means the absolute fullness of life, okay? Oh, my God. It also means that the Word put on human nature, or he put on a human body, okay? Woo! Life, real and genuine. A life active and vigorous, devoted to God. A life that's blessed by God. Oh, come on now. So when you understand that this Word and getting the understanding of the Word is going to activate life in you. God wants to activate life in you. Come on now. He wants to activate life in you. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. He wants to activate. Woo, my God. He wants to activate the life in you. Are you ready to walk in the life that God has already prepared for you? Come on now. Woo. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Woo, my God. It is so. Woo, my God. Ekesha, it is so. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Woo, my God. Come on now. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Now, the Word says this. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You cannot begin to live until you get soul prosperity. Why? Because Romans says that you shall be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Come on now. Oh, my God. Are you getting this? Oh, my God. So this is why the kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. God gave a foreshadowing, a predestined path for us to realize seed activates harvest. Sowing seed activates harvest. And Father, right now, we activate harvest in Jesus' mighty name. So you see. Now listen, we've been challenging everyone to sow the seed into as a teruma. The teruma is when you put it into the hand of the priest, according to Ezekiel 44:30. I am the priest of the ministry. God holds me responsible. So he says, and the first fruit of all things and every teruma of all, every sort of teruma shall be the priest. You shall give to the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may speak, cause, prophesy the blessing to what? Rest in your house. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Listen, sow your seed. Sow the seed. Just been trying to get some things taken care of. Listen, some little details. I start my program. Listen, Glory, January 2nd, I'll be gone, but January 2nd to January 12th, but I will be broadcasting from the school where I'm at. Amen. So that way, you know, just because I'm doing what God calls me to do doesn't mean I'm going to leave you hanging. So listen, so you see, either in my PayPal, PastorMichaelDBryant@gmail.com, my Zelle, Michael@RTUProductions.com, or my Cash App, $2ProfitMDBryant. So you're $57.85. You're $157.85. I'm still trying to get some details done. People have been helping and sowing, and I've been speaking the blessing over your stuff. And there, and you know, just like anything else, things keep coming up that still need to be taken care of. But listen, I leave on January 2nd. I need to get $450 more dollars. Amen. People have been helping. It was $700. Now it's down to $450. Amen. Because some things just arise over the last couple of days. So listen, help me get to where high glory, and get to where God has purposed and called me to be, and watch how it affects your life. So listen, Father, I thank you as they sow and give. Woo! You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. Father, I prophesy continual, consistent, diligent, harvest from the north, south, east, and west, above and beneath, shall men give back to their bosom. Father, I declare and decree, I prophesy the double return on their seed sowing today. Double. You said that you would give them double for the shame. So, Father, I speak the double on their seed in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the hour of power on Sunday morning. Listen, Prophet Tanya and I will be on activating your predestined purpose and prosperity, wealth, and health in Jesus' name.